USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Democratic-led House Oversight Subcommittee on Civil Rights and Liberties is holding a hearing on violence against protesters and journalists. Republican ranking member Jim Jordan from Ohio is criticizing Democratic leaders across the United States for shutting down houses of worship but allowing mass protesters during the pandemic.
For the past several months, we have seen Democrat mayors, Democrat governors tell American citizens you can't open your business, you can't go to church, you can't buy a gun, you can't go to your loved one's funeral, but somehow when it came to the protest, it was all different.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says individual responsibility may be at fault for the growing number of COVID-19 in sections of the United States, and Americans must start taking precautions to protect themselves and others from the disease. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
A man is dead after another shooting in Seattle's Chop Zone. The gunfire erupted early this morning in the Capitol Hill District that left another person critically injured. It's unknown what led to the shooting. Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says she agrees with presumptive Democratic nominee Joe Biden's assessment that mask usage should be mandated on a federal level amid the surge of coronavirus cases across the United States. Fox News judicial analyst Judge Andrew Napolitano says the feds aren't able to mandate such a thing.
Well, the federal government certainly can't do it because the federal government is not charged with public health or public safety. That's an area, Melissa, that is reserved by the 10th Amendment to the Constitution for the states.
Napolitano continues on Fox News, though, that the feds are able to do something.
The federal government can recommend it. Its scientific arm, the CDC, can recommend it, but it can't be compelled.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
After a major COVID-19 spike in Texas, officials are meeting to try to flatten the curve. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the story.
White House Coronavirus Task Force Coordinator Dr. Deborah Birx met with Vice President Mike Pence and Texas Governor Greg Abbott to talk about what can be done.
The concern that's been raised is what is happening now is very different than what was happening through April and May, where you were having outbreaks that were quickly contained because they were in a nursing home or a prison or a meatpacking plant. And somehow over the last 15 or 16 days, it's taken on a very different aspect through Texas.
According to Texas officials, there are more hospitalizations now in the 20 to 40-year-old age group.
Going a little bit more in-depth on the COVID-19 outbreaks down in Texas, Republican Governor Greg Abbott adds,
we need to understand that COVID-19 has taken a very swift and very dangerous turn in Texas over just the past few weeks. Over just the past few weeks, the daily number of cases have gone from an average of about 2,000 to more than 5,000 per day.
The NFL is fining the New England Patriots $1.1 million and taking away a 2021 third-round draft pick after the club's television crew was caught filming the sideline of the December 8th game between the Cincinnati Bengals and Cleveland Browns. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.